of a grand piano, and when taken to an instrument in a local chapel, he then played for 2 hours. That's the latest.
Radio Star Country.
And now for your local weather update, brought to you courtesy of Radio Star Country.
Yes, indeed, and the weather remained as earlier on. Of course, a rain and drizzle to clear. Southwards allowing sunny spells in most places, but most parts should remain dry. Winds are easing but cooler, and wind is south-easterly in direction, with a maximum temperature of 11 to 14 degrees Celsius. Next season weather will be at 11 o'clock, but right now I'm going to hand the whole thing over to the Reverend Nathan Forsterwood. Let the Bible speak.
From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Please have your Bible open at John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, or we will be looking at that passage in a few moments. Let me remind you of our evening program at 9 o'clock, when our gospel subject will be Something Worth the World and More. This series of studies is available on a free cassette tape. Please be sure to request your copy. Let me invite you to our special missionary weekend this Friday at 8 o'clock and Lord's Day 11:30 and 7. Miss Margaret Russell will show a video of her work in Kenya on Friday evening at 8 o'clock, and the Reverend Larry Power and the Reverend David McMillan will speak at our morning and our evening services here in Kilskerry on the Lord's Day. Please come along. Here's a hymn just before we turn to John chapter 14 verses 1 to 3. It's Jack Halcombe singing Harbored in Jesus.
Once I was drifting, lost and in sin. Once I was dying, darkness within. But now I am living the way he planned. Harbored in Jesus, kept by his hand. Harbored in Jesus, safe and secure.
Subject this morning is the Father's house, and we're looking at John chapter 14 and the verses 1 to 3. These are among the best known verses in the Bible. this chapter has many verses that are particularly precious to the people of God, and they have been so for some 2,000 years. The words before us contain, first of all, a common complaint and its cure. The common complaint is, of course, spiritual heart trouble. Let not your heart be troubled. There is much talk today of the risks that we all run of heart trouble because of our modern lifestyle. We over-exercise our jaws through overeating and under-exercise the rest of our bodies because of the modern modes of travel and work. Consequently, heart attacks are on the increase. But this heart trouble is different, and I must say it is a much more serious form of heart trouble. It is the troubling of the heart concerning spiritual and eternal matters. It is a problem that distresses many, and that of all ranks and walks of life. It is a trouble that afflicts Christians as well as unbelievers. No amount of proper physical exercise or careful monitoring of our eating habits can help this problem. But Christ gives us here a full and a foolproof remedy. The word troubled means agitated. It's what happens to the surface of a lake when the wind starts to get up. The smooth, placid surface is disturbed and whipped up and troubled by the wind. Such is what happens to men when they give thought to eternity. They are troubled by doubts and fears and anxieties. That's why so many avoid most assiduously any thought of spiritual or eternal things. It has to be said that for the unconverted man or woman, there is ample grounds for such anxiety. The future is most dark, filled with dread for the person who is yet in their sin. They face the darkness of a lost eternity, and that should trouble all that are unconverted. However, when the Christian, a person who has bowed in submission and faith before Christ, and who has clung to him and his sacrificial work on Calvary as the basis of their hope for God's pardon and entrance into everlasting glory when they die, when they become agitated and fearful regarding eternity, their fears are groundless. Their danger is imagined rather than real. Listen to these words of the Apostle Paul. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5 and the verse 1. And one other quotation. Ye turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 9 and 10. The child of God ought not to be fearful of eternity. But for those who are not saved and ought to be fearful of eternity, and those who are saved and should not be fearful of what lies ahead for them, the cure is the same. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 1. It is faith in Christ. If you are not saved today, then the answer to your fears regarding eternity is faith in Christ. By all means, be anxious about the judgment of God that most certainly is coming upon this world. But there is a refuge to be found in Christ. Flee to him and join the psalmist in saying, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Psalm 59. Verse 16. The cure is the same for the Christian also. It is faith in Christ. Rest in him. Lean back on him. Remember the words of Holy Scripture. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stead on thee because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah chapter 26 and the verse 3. Perfect, undisturbed peace is enjoyed by those who are resting solely upon the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Now, secondly, in these verses, we have the future home of the Christian. We understand little of heaven, for its glories are beyond our comprehending. But the Savior tells us here that there is a heaven for those who are trusting in him. It is called the Father's house. It is that place where the Father's presence and power and love is wonderfully manifested. In this world there is much that is contrary to the will of God. For that reason the world is a wicked, wretched and unhappy place. In heaven, God's perfect will governs, and that to the fullest measure. Heaven is what the Garden of Eden was before man's fall into sin. That is where the redeemed of God are going, and that immediately after they die. They are going to God's home, a place of many mansions, a place of splendor and magnificence, a place purchased by the richest of currencies, the blood of Christ. It is for this reason that men need to be saved, for heaven is a place where nothing that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, shall enter. It is for those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. Please note that Christ is even now preparing heaven for his people. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 2. Many wonder just what it is that Christ is doing at this moment. Well, here is the answer. He is preparing a place for his blood-washed children. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Finally, notice a promise from Christ regarding his return. That is clearly the promise Christ gives here. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Verse 3. This world has largely put all thought of the Savior's first coming to this earth out of its mind. The purpose, the message of Christ's first coming is mocked and scoffed. Even more so is the message of his second coming. Nevertheless, all that the Bible says about Christ's first and second comings is true. He is coming again. We have his promise on that. Furthermore, the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. James chapter 5, verse 8. 2,000 years have passed since this promise was made by the Savior. Some foolishly think that such a lapse of time is ground enough for doubting. Remember that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack or careless concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is still gathering in his elect, but the appointed hour of his return will come round, and he will keep his promise. Be ready for that moment. Trust in the gospel promise. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John chapter 6, verse 37. Oh, come to Christ right now and embrace him as your Savior. Join me again tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RM. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT783RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.
Well, yes, indeed, my thanks once again going out to the Reverend Nathan Foster with a lovely program here on this Monday morning. And, of course, the Reverend Nathan Foster can be heard tonight here on Radio Star Country once again on at 9 o'clock, I should say. And, of course, just if you'd like to write to Reverend Nathan Foster or you think he can help you spiritually or otherwise, why not put pen to paper? Write to Reverend Nathan Foster and let the Bible speak. Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone. The postcode is BT783RN. And don't forget now, Reverend Nathan Foster is on Radio Star County tonight at 9 o'clock. But right now, I want to say hello to all the following. And nice phone call from early on this morning. A big hello, and tis a big hi to my good friend Tommy and Margaret Henderson in Belfast, Mary in Portadown, Kitty and Noel Collinsrop, Lane County Meath, Betty in Lisburn, Esther and Joe Devine, Belfast, Cecil Thompson, Romana, the Raymond Kerr, Kevin and his brother Sean, Noel Gordon and Logan, Jim and Maureen Hannon from Damore, Dan Dave down there in Enniskillen, Mary from Monaghan, and Aaron Close in Banbridge. Very good morning also to my good friends Maisie and Billy Fair, Stacey Terry, Newton Butler, Eileen and John Joe Hagen, Desert Barton, Peyton James Gibson and Cookstown, and Dunlop and Hamilton, Dungannon, John Morrison, our good friend John, good morning, and a Moles 40 down, Cathy Dove and all the family, Paint Bank, Craig Evan, and Margaret McEntee, Red Hills County, Cavan, Veronica and Jim McAleer, Lissamon Armagh, and Harriet and John Carson, Cookstown, Francis Robertson, 40 down, Wilson and Beatrice Brown, from Mahalee, and Dallas and Ely Mullen. For all mentioned, and a very special Raven Foster and all the team, here is Paddy O'Brien. Will the circle be unbroken?
Home away in the sky, Lord. sky. Once back home, Lord, my home was lonely. I miss my mother, she was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying. What a home so sad and forlorn. Will the circle be unbroken? Find thy Lord, I am thy. It had better come awaiting. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Will the circle be unbroken? Find thy Lord, by and by. It had better come awaiting. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Will the circle be unbroken?
Star Country.
Crackers Knock Ranahan, Emmyvale, County Monaghan, where bargains galore can be found. Hand-painted 16-piece service set, now only $14.85. Tableware 64-piece cutlery set, only $29.99. Rubber wood 29-inch stool was $29.99, now €25. Bathrobes in all colours was €20, now €10. Silk pyjamas were €20, now €10. It's all happening at Crackers Knock Ranahan, Emmyvale, County Monaghan.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Is that you, John?
Aye, who's that?
It's me, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm grand, Mary, but what's troubling you?
Ah, it's my dad. His old car's clean done. There's something wrong with the gearbox and there's terrible noise coming from the engine. I think he needs to get a new car and that's why I'm ringing you. Didn't you say you heard that there are some great bargains going at Hard Abraham Motors of Lurgan at the moment?
There definitely is, Mary. I'm told they're doing powerful deals on them great Rover 75 cars. They have new and 04 models, petrol and diesel, and can you believe it, Mary? Prices start from only £9,995.
That sounds like just the sort of thing my dad needs. And it must be a bargain if it's only £9,995. It would suit him just fine. Do him for years.
And Mary, it still has 2 years manufacturer's warranty to go.
Look, thanks very much, John. I'm away to get my dad now and take him down to Lurgan to Hard Abraham Motors for this great bargain.
Right now at Hard Abraham Motors in Lurgan, we've got some great bargains right across the whole range on MG and Rover cars. Like City Rovers from only £4,995 and MG ZRs from £7,995. But call in and see us. This is one sale not to be missed. We are on the Avenue Road in Lurgan, or just give us a call on 3832 3275. Hard Abraham Motors. Driving down the cost of motoring since 1935.
As seen on RTE programmes open house and nationwide, help is available if you suffer from asthma, eczema, gout, headaches or hiatus hernia. No herbs or medication given. Best results obtained from 3 visits. Everyone seen individually can stop bleeding, remove particles from the eye and relieve pain from burns by phone call. Excellent results in curing or in sheep. No Sunday calls except in case of emergency. Telephone from Northern Ireland 02887-738626 or from the Republic of Ireland 048-877-38626.
For all your gardening needs, contact Morris and M. Allen, Kilturk South, Newtown Butler. Telephone 028-677-38679. Suppliers of Hater, Still, Viking, Westwood, MTD, Twin Cuts, Castle Garden, Walk Behind and Ride On Lawnmowers, all now in stock. Also hedge cutters and grass trimmers. Mountfield Twin Cut Ride On Lawnmowers, full range in stock from £1,350. Still hedge cutters and chainsaws, Honda mowers, call for price.
Special offer on Hornet 100cc quad, £750. Kids, have fun. Don't hesitate to give us a call and view our extensive range. Service and repairs carried out to a high standard. So don't forget to give Morris and M. Allen a call on 028-677-38679 or calling from Southern Ireland 048-677-38679.
Now is the time to visit Willie Nelson's Garden Care Centre, Drumgimmie, County Monaghan. Right on moors in stock, including Toro, AGS, Mountfield, Hater, all at unbeatable prices. Walk behind moors in stock include Honda, Toro, Mountfield, Rover, Hater and Harry. We have strimmers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, pole saws and clippers in stock. With a second to none servicing department established in 1972, we are the best. Big savings on sterling sales. That name again is Willie Nelson Garden Care Centre, Drumgimmie, County Monaghan. Telephone 047 81275, 047 87797, or the mobile number which is 086 832 3183, or calling from Northern Ireland is 00353 478125, or 00353 478797.
Thrush and the robin, their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by humankind. Flow on, lovely river, go gently along by your waters. By your green banks I wander, for first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of
Yes, indeed, that's Bernard Henry there, and the Rose of Moon coin. That's taken from his current album, The Light of Home. And I was asked about that for a nice lady who ran me in before the Gospel Programme, and I hope you enjoyed that. Now, we say hello to this time to Denise Fagan. And Denise Fagan would like to hear something by Paul Donnelly. She still loves Paul Donnelly, by the way. So let's play Paul Donnelly, Talking With Your Eyes. And also a song from Patrick Feeney and one from myself. Well, if you don't mind, I'll include myself on this second one. I'm going to play for you, Denise, Patrick Feeney, and a song called Everything a Man Could Ever Need. But before that, here comes Paul Donnelly going out to Denise Fagan. Good morning. Thank you for your call.
You're talking with your eyes, everything you say is true. Saying that you love me, that I love you too. When you hold me tight, guess it's no surprise. All the things you say when you're talking with your eyes. You're talking with your eyes, and I'm loving what you say. Hard to keep it secret when you give it all away. You can say it in a whisper and you never tell me lies. Every time I see you talking with your eyes. You're talking with your eyes, I can read you like a book. Happy times and sad times, there was just one look. My heart skips a beat, then I realize I just love you when you're talking with your eyes. You're talking with your eyes, and I'm loving what you say. It's hard to keep it secret when you give it all away. You can say it in a whisper, and you never tell me lies. Every time I see you talking with your eyes. It's hard to keep it secret when you give it all away. You can say it in a whisper and you never tell me lies. Every time I see you talking with your eyes. Every time I see you talking with your eyes.
Looking back on the days when I was scuffling forever, not overly concerned for life and love. I was always feeling sorry for myself and my bad luck. I never stopped to think what life's made of. With my nose to the grindstone and my shoulder to the wheel, I fought for the daily dollar like a man. Into my life and nothing else seemed real. I found the answer right here in my head. Now I got everything a man could ever need. I got dreams to dream and songs to sing in the morning. I got hands to hold my baby child and eyes to watch my woman smile. I got everything a man could ever need. My working day seems shorter than it ever did before, and the evening breeze gets her day by day. And the morning sun is always shining down on my back door, and you're loud.
after washing all my cares away. And there's not a day goes by that I don't look up to the sky and only thank the good Lord up above for bringing you to me in time to make me realize that all the form I'm really needs is a love. Now I got everything a man could ever need. I got dreams to dream and songs to sing in the morning. I got hands to hold my baby tight and eyes to watch my woman smile. I've got everything a man could ever need. I've got everything a man could ever need.
Lee, going out to Patty Finney, going out to Denise Fagan. I'm not from myself, Denise. Thank you for your call earlier on, and that came in from Denise. Let me tell you, 5 Mile Town Local Committee Cancer Research are restoring a Ferguson T20 diesel tractor. Anybody who would have parts, a starter, motor, etc., to donate for this worthy cause, the tractor will be raffled at Clough Valley Agricultural Show on 2006. And that's to raise funds for cancer research. Please contact Eugene Meehan if you can help in any way, and ring Eugene Meehan on 028-855-484-70. We'll say hello at this time now and a very good morning to Brady McKenna. Brady and Mum and Dad, good morning. This is the one and only Brian Cole and a song called Anytime at All. Radio Star Country, Brady McKenna, good morning to you.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you think about me, that's the time I think of you. Anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you. A sign the storm is true. Any time will be the right time. Any time at all will do. Any time you want to take my love again, oh, that's the time I'll come back home to you. That's the time come back home to you.
Yes, indeed. That's any time. That's Brian Cole. Going out to Brady McKenna, Mum and Dad over there in Dungannon. I want to say hello to another few people that was at the wedding, of course, there last Saturday over there in 5 Mile Town in Enniskillen. And we say hello this time to Patrick and Edel Trainer. Patrick and Edel Trainer from Cole. Good morning to you and to Brendan and Fiona and all the family. And we best say hello to Mum Pauline as well. And they all enjoyed themselves last Saturday at the wedding in Killyhevelin, Enniskillen, County Fermanagh. Here's another wee song. I promise to play some of this. Andy Rice from County Down. So Andy Rice put a song called Red is the Rose. And out to all the aforementioned, good morning.
Thank you. tears for the grief of my mother. It's all for the loss of my bonnie Irish lad, that my heart is breaking forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows.
Singing voice and great singing voice there of Andrea Rice there from County Down, and of course that she was the girl two-piece that supplied the music at the wedding, of course, their last Saturday dinner at the Killeheaven Hotel in Enniskillen. And saying a big hello to Patrick and Adele Trainer, and not forgetting Brendan Fiona and all the family as well. And we say hello to Mum Pauline, all from Coe in Ballinamallard there. Very good morning to all mentioned. This time we have a song from Tom T. Hall and the last country song on Radio Star Country.
Boys, we're going to play the hell out of this now.
Country and Western.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Country song by the last country band in the last honky tonk in the world. It's the last country dance on the last hardwood floor for the last country boy and girl. And there will be no more steel guitars and fiddles if the people don't know what they're worth. It's the last country tune beneath the last country moon for the last song on the last country jukebox by the last country singer alive. It's the last country tear and the last cold beer. It's the last country song that survives. There will be no more mandolins and banjos. Dissension has torn us apart. It's the last country song on the last country station, for they broke in the last country heart.
Radio Star Country.
For the biggest and the best selection of wooden floors, call the experts, Flynn Flooring, Queen Street, Enniskillen. For unbeatable value and expert advice, call Mary at Flynn Flooring, Enniskillen on 028 66 32 933.